Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cookie Rojas. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Uecker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting 7th. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ron Campbell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Callison reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison scores. It's 1-0. Phillies. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Campbell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive towards short. Groat reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. White steals second. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell misplays the ball. That's an error on Campbell. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santo for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Callison reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callison. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Callison steals third. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell bunts into right field for a base hit. Hundley moves to second. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keene. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Hundley scores. Campbell moves to third. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and tags Campbell, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0 for 1 in the game. Uecker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Holtzman, and towards Beckert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Rojas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0-for-1 in the game. Short hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rojas moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Phillies. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Rojas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Cal Kuntz now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Two outs. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0-for-2 in the game. Uecker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keene. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 4-2, Phillies. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on White. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Beckert moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0-for-2 in the game. Short strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Callison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Callison reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callison scores. It's 5-2, Phillies. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Phillies. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella pinch hits for Calcoons. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Rojas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Lee now pitching. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0-for-3 in the game. Uecker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to third. Uecker moves to second. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0-for-3 in the game. Short hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to home to get white. Hooker moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez now playing left field. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Phillies. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Rojas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles and a walk. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.